girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in a dance. Between the parted pages and were pressed in love's hot fevered iron like a striped pair of
Okay, I've made it. Here in the deep recesses of the Radio Thrift Shop, we are in the basement. I hope this transmitter is on. It should be working. Let's dig into the stacks and play some forgotten tunes. Strange, and some radio shows are even stranger. I'm DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement, where we are playing some tunes that have not seen the light of day for many decades. And that was, of course, Julie Budd with People Are Strange. Before that, Winfred Atwell and Caravan. And we started off way back at the beginning of the program with the Ray Charles Singers and MacArthur Park.
Here's a program from our archives. We're listening to the summer serenade of a tiger moth, slowed down 30 times so that we can hear it. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the pulse of the planet.
In the summer, this is their prime mating time. The males and females are finding each other. And they do that chemically, for the most part, but what we've discovered is that they also use sound to communicate.
Bill Connor is a professor of biology at Wake Forest University in North Carolina. He tells us that some species of tiger moths use sound to help locate a mate.
In some special species, the female starts the mating system by releasing a pheromone. When the male detects the pheromone, he clicks. Then the female responds with clicks, and they click back and forth and back and forth. It's like acoustic fireflies. They get closer and closer together, and then finally they make lots and lots of noise, and they mate.
How can you tell whether the moth is responding to a sound or a smell? Well, by observing its behavior.
One way to determine if a moth is responding to a pheromone, a chemical signal, versus an acoustic one, is the way in which the moth approaches the source. With a chemical signal, it will always approach from the downwind direction, picking up the scent molecules and moving upwind. With a sound source, it need not approach just from downwind, but it can approach from any direction.
Scientists still aren't sure why it is that some moths use chemical cues while others use sound to find a mate. We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
You're perusing the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening on WMNB LP 107.1.
Walks in Baltimore with empty pocketbook. Laugh at sizzling sidewalks, don't step on the cracks. Old folks try to catch their breath as children catch their jacks.
Barefoot in Baltimore, heel and toe with you.
Baltimore is music, dancing in the street. Half-chew double bubble, tugging at our feet. Melted tar in crosswalks, crab shells in the park. Pavement frying our four toes until long after dark.
Barefoot in Baltimore, heel and toe with you.
When night comes, we can go walking on the shores of Chesapeake Bay.
Cars that get most of my job done.
Conjunction, junction, what's their function?
I got and, button, or, they'll get you pretty far. And that's an additive, like this and that. But that's sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you have a choice like this or that. And but nor get you pretty far.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two boxcars and making them run right. Milk and honey, bread and butter, peas and rice.
Hey, that's nice.
Dirty but happy, digging and scratching, losing your shoe and a button or two. He's poor but honest, sad but true. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two cars to one when you say something like this. Choice, either now or later, or no choice. Neither now nor ever.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, grow thin or fat. Never mind, I wouldn't do that, I'm fat enough now.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire. He cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains or down to the seas. You should always say thank you or at least say please.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses in complex sentences like, in the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake. And I wonder as I walk by just what they'd say if they could speak. Although I know that's an absurd thought.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up cars and making them function.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I like tying up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, watch that function.
I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function? I'm going
to get Conjunction, junction, what's your function? Oh yeah, the great Bob Dorough with Conjunction, Junction. And before that, we heard a tune called Barefoot in Baltimore. If you know what band was performing Barefoot in Baltimore, send me an email at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. Little guess the band quiz for you.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine in your prime, you threw the bums a dime now, didn't you? People call, said, beware, doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they was all getting you. And now you don't seem so proud about having your best grand in your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel?
How does it feel?
To be turn around to see the frowns on the jugglers and the clowns when they did the tricks for you. You never understood it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your
kicks for you. You used to ride on your crawl horse or with your diplomat, carrying on his shoulders his Siamese cat. It's hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at. After it took from you everything he could steal. Princes on the steeple and all the pretty people are drinking, thinking that they got it made. Exchanging all kinds of precious gifts and things, but babe, you better lift your ring. You'd better hawk it, babe. You used to be so in the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal.
Talcum powder. waiting for an hour. I can't find a place to hide. The being known as Wonder Girl is speaking, I believe. It's not easy trying to tell her that I shortly have to leave. Have to
Mr. Mickey Dolenz with the Randy Scout Get. Before that, a band called Calliope. Yeah, you know that song. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You have been spending time in the Radio Thrift Shop, a bargain basement, where everything is 90% off before we pack it up and send it to the dumpster, or maybe Goodwill, depends. All right, thank you so much for listening. You've been listening on WMNB LP 107.1 in North Adams, great non-commercial radio. Until next time, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.